I'm joined by Salim Altaf, who's an accident and emergency doctor in Lincolnshire, currently stranded in Chennai, and you're trying to get a BA flight back to London, I gather.
Yes, hello, Matthew. Thank you very much for speaking to me. I was due to fly out of Chennai for London Heathrow on the 21st of April, which was obviously the day, actually, that flights resumed in the UK. Funnily enough, Willie Walsh's showdown with the government of flying 26 or thereabouts airliners in from various parts of the globe didn't include the one from Chennai that left that was supposed to leave on the 20th, while it did include the ones from Mumbai and Delhi. I received a call from British Airways on the morning of the 20th telling me that my flight was cancelled for the next day, and that was all the information I got. No questions as to, or even inquiries as to, whether I was stranded, whether I was in need of any help, or any offers of assistance from them. I was just told that I'd have to wait and see when flights resumed and call them again, if and when they did.
So when are you going to get back?
On that basis, when I called them back the next day, it was claimed that the first available flight was the 10th of May. Now, I found that ridiculous, considering that normally flights from Heathrow to Chennai or vice versa are usually not more than three quarters full. And indeed, when I flew out, the flight was significantly empty. And I pressed the member of staff about that, but I was told it was a 10th or nothing. And when I called back half an hour later to confirm, I was told there was a possibility of one on the 5th, which unfortunately was of no use to me. And I ended up accepting a booking for the 12th of May, which is where my booking currently stands. Reading in The Guardian early this morning that BA have been selling flights to new passengers while not prioritizing existing passengers made me check the website, and I found flights for pretty much a couple of days ahead. That is, I found flights for the 26th, I found of April, I found flights for the 28th of April, and then for every single day from the 1st of May onwards, right up to the end of the month.
So let me just be clear. So if you paid for a flight, you could get one sooner. But if you want to use your existing ticket, you've got to wait till the 10th or the 12th of May.
Pretty much that's what it appears to be. Because when I can't book them from the website. I can't change my booking. It comes up with a message saying the database isn't linked, or there's a system error or something of the sort. So I tried calling the Indian customer services desk and gave up in disgust after waiting for an hour, during which time the flight for the 26th vanished from the system. When I was actually speaking to the UK customer service desk, I had the flight for the 28th visible on the system, but according to the person on the other end of the phone, that flight didn't exist on his, and the website must not be live. Now, I don't know how VA runs their website, but I find it hard to imagine that that the customer service agent and the website are being two different things.
But could you buy a ticket now and claim for it later?
I was given no information about that whatsoever. If I bought a ticket directly through the website, I would be able to buy it, I guess, except that BA wants approximately three or four times the normal cost of a flight for a one-way ticket.
How much?
It's £1,500 or thereabouts equivalent. Approximately 1 lakh Indian rupees, that is 100,000 Indian rupees is the lowest, going all the way up to 150,000 Indian rupees. So that's a substantial sum of money, as I said, at least three or four times more than one would normally expect to pay through a travel agent in the UK, and what I paid flying out here for my entire return ticket. So I just found that incredible.
When do we need to be back at work?
I need to be back at work as soon as possible. I'm a senior A&E doctor, and let's face it, that's not a specialty that has people standing around offering to pitch in whenever there's a vacancy. People are thin on the ground. So the sooner the better. I was looking to get back before the 27th. I had expected to have at least two, three days of a break after getting back. That's not going to happen, but hey, at least I can get straight back. No, it doesn't look like I'll be back for 3 weeks now.
It must be extremely frustrating.
I am incredibly angry at the way BA have been treating their customers, especially the fact that they have had no concern whatsoever for people stranded here, have made no attempt to get in touch, and indeed my attempts to get in touch with them have been strained. I have made a number of calls, and I will say that the tone on the last few calls has been, let's say, very unfriendly. At least from my side, I'm frustrated at the way we are being treated.
Okay, Salim. Good luck getting back, and thanks very much for getting in touch.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Fingers crossed I get back early.
Thanks.